and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Step by step, they're getting closer. The year's largest migrant caravan, about 6,000 people, continuing its trek north across Mexico, intent on reaching the U.S. border. This comes as two high-ranking Biden administration officials arrive in Mexico. Secretary of State Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas will meet with Mexican President Obrador for talks about the migrant crisis. And it's not only Central and South Americans who have illegally entered the U.S. An estimated 7,000 Russians and tens of thousands of Chinese are now here as well. U.S. missiles have hit more rebel targets in Iraq. Payback for missile and drone attacks on American forces in the region. Attacks launched by Iran-backed rebel groups. There have been scores of such attacks since the start of the war in Gaza. And Israel's military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to include densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory.
Residents of three camps reported shelling and airstrikes. They are crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. The camps are built up towns that hold Palestinians whose families fled or were driven from their homes in what is now Israel during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's independence. According to the Palestinian Health Minister, more than 20,900 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed since the start of the war. It began after about 1,200 people were killed after Hamas raided southern Israel on October 7th. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House acknowledging concern about reports from the International Atomic Energy Agency that Iran is stepping up its drive to develop nuclear weapons by increasing production of highly enriched uranium. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 38 points, the NASDAQ 27 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This KMZQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Just in time for your New Year's Eve celebrations, especially if folks are driving into town and have to park. A reminder, MGM Resorts has increased its self-parking rates on its nine strip properties. MGM confirms that the rates on all of its properties have been raised to $18. That's Monday through Thursdays. Fridays through Sundays, $23 a day. MGM has also dropped the 1-to-4-hour and 4-to-24-hour rates. It was back in 2016. MGM was the first company to charge for self-parking, with other companies quickly following suit. As of today, only Treasure Island, better known as TI, Circus Circus, and Casino Royale offer free parking on the Las Vegas Strip. With Christmas celebrations now said and done, it might be a good time to recycle the Christmas Tree Springs Reserve and the Christmas Tree Recycling Committee. They are offering more than 30 locations throughout the Vegas Valley where you can recycle your tree for free. Now, that program runs through January 15th. It's already underway and has drop-off locations in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Summerlin, and Henderson. Now, before recycling, you need to make sure all the decorations and tree stands have been removed. Trees that have been sprayed with artificial snow, better known as frocking, well, they cannot be recycled. You cannot take your tree to a drop site. The folks that move it will move it for $25. And no one won Powerball for Christmas, which means tonight's drawing, it'll be worth $685 million, a lump sum payout of nearly $345 million if you take it all in one sum. Tickets are a couple of bucks each, not sold here in the Silver State because lotteries are not legal here. The Lotto Store in Prim, just across the Nevada state line, is the closest location in which to buy a ticket. You got to play to win, right? Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later, because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Freeway travels for the most part are looking pretty good in the Northwest Valley on the Beltway. Southbound lanes of 215 between Cheyenne and Lake Mead Boulevard. Keep an eye out for some debris being reported in lanes 215 southbound between Cheyenne and Lake Mead. Also on the Southwest 15 southbound Russell Road off-ramps being cleared of an accident. Got a heavy police presence in the Southwest Valley. Durango is shut down between Blue Diamond and Windmill. Early reports are of an officer-involved shooting in the area. A couple of crime scenes there at Blue Diamond and Windmill, as well as Durango and Windmill. So Durango itself is shut down again between Blue Diamond and Windmill. Partly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures today. Afternoon highs will stop in the upper 50s. It's 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. I want to take you back in time. Back in the day, I had a small business that included filling in for some of the top talk show hosts around the country, in particular on the Salem Radio Network, where I subbed for Dr. Bill Bennett and Mike Gallagher and so many of the great hosts on Salem Radio Group. And I would always get emails from a guy by the name of Lee Habib, who at the time was the director of content at Salem Radio Media Group. And he has gone on to stardom with his amazing series, Our American Stories. It is the show that you hear every night, seven nights a week, from 10 p.m. till midnight. And Lee Habib joins us. Lee, how have you been, my friend?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
Really, really good. I got to tell you, when I came to this radio station, I discovered Our American Stories. I know I was really late to the party. This has been an incredible phenomenon that you created. How did you come upon the idea of Our American Stories?
You know, I was out with Bill Bennett. He was doing a speech, and you know Bill. He's a political guy, but much more important, he's a literature guy, he's a philosophy guy, he's a culture guy. He wrote the Book of Virtues. And he was always talking about the idea that there goes the culture, there goes the country. There go the schools, there goes the country. He helped Reagan with his last speech about the evisceration of American memory. And this was Reagan's biggest worry in his last speech from the Oval Office. And so I was out with Bill, and he was just talking to a bunch of high net worth people, some donors, and he was eviscerating their political contributions because he said, look, you can do politics all day long. If you don't let people know who George Washington was, who Thomas Jefferson was, what the Civil War was all about, who the abolitionists were, they were white Christians, Who started the abolition of slavery? White Christians from around the West, in England and then in America. If we don't tell these stories, how do we expect people to love their country? Sit warts and all, how do we expect people to love their country? If they don't love their country, they'll want to fundamentally transform it. And then he asked me a question. He said, what would this American life, the runaway hit for NPR, what would that sound like if the people making it like their country? And that was it. I decided no politics, no opinion, nothing that's happened within the last 5 years. Let's do a show. It's a nonprofit funded by lots of beautiful people, including many of the listeners, who want to hear good stories about a good country, not a perfect country, not a sinless country, but a good and great country, filled with good and great people. So we feature stories from every dimension of life, from sports to business, innovators, faith leaders, and their problems too. There's no reason to say that George Washington was perfect. He's pretty close. Or Thomas Jefferson. We know his sins, but my goodness, what Jefferson did, it wasn't just writing the Declaration of Independence. It was so much more. Well, the Federalist Papers. Straight down, who was Henry Ford? We know he was an anti-Semite. We know that. But he created the arsenal of democracy that helped liberate the Jews from the Nazis. The left can't handle irony and nuance. They can't, the leftists, I don't want to say the left, the leftists, as Dennis Prager always says, not the liberals, the progressives. They can't handle nuance, and they can't handle this remarkable story of America. And so that's how it was born. It was a challenge from Bill Bennett, whom you know and I know, and I generally respond well to challenges from men I really admire.
Do you ever run out of our American stories? That's the one thing I've always wondered about your series. You never seem to run out of American stories.
Well, think about it. They're everywhere. I mean, think about the history. We've done 15 stories just about Lincoln. Just about Lincoln. The story of how the Gettysburg Address came to be, why it took 3 months, is one of the best stories we've ever told. I didn't even know it. I'm a Civil War historian. Somebody sent in a suggestion. And many of our suggestions are coming from historians around the country.
Hey, Lee, we've got a lousy cell line. We're going to try and reconnect with you. Take a quick break. We'll come right back as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Get baked, get sauced, get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at Arizona Charlie's
Casino. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Live and Local, everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday, December 27th. Lee Habib joining us, the Vice President of Content for Salem Media Group, and he's also the host of Our American Stories. Now, I understand you are branching out into podcast, are you not?
We are, and it's just grown rapidly because when people discover one story, they go backwards and they go and look at all the old stuff. You know, what I always regretted about News Talk Live is that no one wants to go back and listen to a show a week ago any more than they want to listen to a sports podcast from a week ago. They know the score. And so I was also trying to solve the problem. You know, in TV, they have Friends. In TV, they have Seinfeld. And the show's dead. Heck, even the people who starred in it are dead, and it's still playing. But Rush Limbaugh died, and we don't hear his voice anymore. We don't hear the great stories and the great lectures almost that he was giving us, because they were of their time, with senators we don't know and issues that have been resolved, and it's a new time. And that was one of the other things I wanted to try and solve for on the podcasting side, was making something evergreen that could last beyond today.
I want to ask you about your column. I believe this is a Newsweek column. Arab Like Me, How 40 Years of Campus McCarthyism Led to Hatred of Israel. We're all concerned about the anti-Semitism on our college campuses. What conclusion do you draw from what you have seen, what you've heard on our college campuses, and the polling among 18 to 24?
Well, here's what I think, because I experienced it way back in 83 when I defended Israel in my student newspaper, and I defended American soldiers. We had been blown up, and in Lebanon, if you remember, 243 of our Marines were blown up there. All I did was write a positive column about that. The Arabs attacked me instantly, which I expected, because they're rabid anti-Semites, most Arabs. And I'm an Arab. I'm Lebanese. I know. I mean, they've been taught it from the cradle to the grave in most of the Middle East. But what I discovered about the progressives wasn't that they hated Jews. What they hated was Israel, for the same reason they hated America, because it loved capitalism, because it had created great wealth. And so they saw Israel as an oppressor nation. Just as they see America and the colonizers, the European colonizers. So it was not so much that it was anti-Semitism. It was anti-Israel. They didn't hate Jews per se. They just sympathized with the people who hated Jews. And this was, I think, the real thing that I discovered, that that oppressed matrix had been developing in the Ivy Leagues. I went to a college very close to the Ivy Leagues. And progressives were sitting me down earnestly, white progressives, and lecturing this brown Arab about why he was too white and why he needed to side with the people of the Palestinians and the people of Palestine and against the all-powerful state of Israel. They didn't say things like Jews are evil. They said Israel's evil. There just happened to be mostly Jews that live here. But these same people hated America, Kevin. They hated America. They didn't hate Americans. They hated America and the Americans who loved America. So it's a very different kind of anti-Semitism from the progressive left than the kind of anti-Semitism I experienced as an Arab, where people would just be passing around the protocols of the Elders of Zion and basically giving the same spiel that Hitler and the Russians who performed all the pogroms, and frankly, the Christians for, you know, centuries, many centuries, Christians persecuted Jews. They killed Christ. They steal. But, you know, luckily, Christianity got away from that. We're the biggest supporters of Israel now. We've cleansed ourselves of that kind of wretched anti-Semitism. But my goodness, what's going on in the college campus is just stupid. When LGBTQ are marching with their Muslim brothers and sisters to free Palestine, well, that's really stupid. They don't even know what they're saying or talking about.
That is amazing. Tell me how, Lee, this war ends in Israel.
You know, in the end, Israel's going to be up against this for a very long time. Until, and just before this essay, I wrote an essay about Arab hate and Arab hate of Jews and Christians. You know, the Muslim world in the Middle East has driven not only Jews out of the Middle East entirely. There used to be a lot of Jews that lived in Baghdad, 300,000, 1940. Now there's three in the whole city. And Christians have been driven out of the Middle East after the Iraq War. Used to be 20% 100 years ago, it's 3%. Until the Arab world modernizes, until they let go of their hatred of modernity, hatred of what the West does, gets go of their fear and their envy, nothing will stop it. There needs to be a reformation in the Muslim world. Good Muslims need to attack and stop the bad Muslims. They need to have their own civil war. My grandfather told me that's why he left Lebanon. There would be a civil war sooner or later, and there'd be the same kind of carnage that we experienced in the American Civil War. It's going to be good Muslims against bad Muslims. And until that happens, Israel will have to defend itself on and on again, particularly as much of the intellectual West joins that stupid movement. The progressive West and the Arab-hating Jews are now aligned against the state of Israel. But the real problem isn't the progressive West. The real problem is Arab anti-Semitism. And by the way, the Abraham Accords and the normalization of Saudi relations with Israel, that's the reason 10/7 happened. There are a lot of Arabs like me who don't hate Israel. We love Israel, and we wish the Arab world would look more like Israel. And a lot more of us are speaking out, Kevin, and that's how it changes. Inside. It's got to be an inside-out reform. Until that happens, Israel will be defending itself as long as we live.
Lee Habib, I know folks know they can find Our American Stories from 10 p.m. till midnight every day, 7 nights a week. Where can they find the podcast?
Anywhere they listen to podcasts. On Apple, we're an iHeartMedia, we're made by iHeartMedia, so iHeart Podcast Network. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us.
It has been wonderful reconnecting with you from my days as a fill-in host at Salem. Thank you so much for all you do. Keep fighting that good fight, Lee. We will talk again soon.
Happy New Year to you, Kevin.
There you go. Lee Habib, the Vice President of Content for Salem Media Group. You know him as the host of Our American Stories. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670. In fact, one thing I'm going to try and squeeze in before the break, and that is Jonathan Conricus is an IDF spokesperson talking about freeing, and this is cut four, guys, freeing the hostages is a priority for Israel. There's been a criticism that Israel's not doing enough to free the hostages. This was Jonathan Conricus yesterday on Fox News Channel.
We understand that in the IDF, and that is why we are prioritizing finding hostages and bringing them home. It is an extremely challenging environment because we understand that Hamas has spared no effort in order to take and then hold hostage our civilians and soldiers inside Gaza. We are working hard at collecting intelligence, and we have already launched several attempts, operations on the ground and underground in order to rescue hostages, so far with very limited success, sadly. But that does not weaken our resolve. We will continue to create more intelligence and to create opportunities to extract our hostages out. And hopefully on the diplomatic level, other solutions may be found so that Israeli people will be brought back home and reunited with their families.
There was an Israeli airstrike outside the Syrian capital of Damascus, reportedly killed a senior advisor to the Iran Revolutionary Guards, Syed Mousavi. Do you believe that to be true?
Well, in this case, for once, I believe what the Iranians are saying, that he is dead. And the fact that he is dead is probably a very good thing for stability in the Middle East. It's a good thing because wherever the Iranians go and send senior officer, violence, instability, and suffering ensues. And it's the same thing all over the Middle East. The Iranians have their tentacles in Lebanon, that is now a country ruined by Hezbollah. They have destabilized Iraq and Syria. These are two countries where Iran is strong and everything else is weak and in shadows. They have their tentacles by the Houthi terrorists in Yemen, and that is also a society in turmoil. And the Iranians are puppeteering Hamas and the Islamic Jihad in Gaza. And Gaza is also in a very bad condition. And the common denominator is Iranian presence and Iranian puppeteering of different terrorist organizations in order to serve their purposes at the expense of the local population. All of that, of course, aimed at threatening Israel and killing Jews and Israelis.
Yeah, the Iran president, Ibrahim Raisi, after that strike that reportedly killed Mousavi, and you're saying that you believe them, said this: "This act is a sign of the Zionist regime's frustration and weakness in the region, for which it will certainly pay a price." Do you believe that this is expanding to the north, that it is expanding with Hezbollah, and that Iran is going to only increase its activities that you just talked about?
Yeah, well, the Iranians have definitely proven that they excel at sending others forward in order to die for Iranian purposes. They're very happy to have Palestinians, Sunnis, Shiites in southern Lebanon, Iraqis and Syrians and Yemenites compromise themselves and attack Israel. They're not so happy to expose themselves. We're not looking to escalate the situation here. We are under attack. We have been attacked by Iranian proxies on the 7th of October, and we continue to withstand these attacks. And we're trying to find other solutions, not only using force, but diplomatic solutions. If they can be found, great. If no, then Israel won't have a choice but to defend our citizens by using the tools that we have at our disposal.
Jonathan Konarikas, he is an IDF spokesperson on Fox yesterday. Bad news for Ron DeSantis. New polling information just coming out yesterday. This is a new Rasmussen poll. And the Florida governor and his race for the 2024 nomination, he is sliding. And he's sliding almost out of range, believe it or not. Ron DeSantis, believe it or not, the poll that shows former President Donald J. Trump with a commanding lead, 51% of those who were asked who they would vote for if the GOP presidential primary was held today, 51% said Trump. Former Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, U.N. Ambassador in the Trump administration, was next with 13%, followed by Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie at 9% each, and Vivek Ramaswamy at 1%. He may be gone before the primary season gets to Nevada. Those of you that have been supporting Vivek Ramaswamy, it looks like he may be out of there soon. The big question is what happens with debates and all that, and that's still being debated by the Republican National Committee. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Marla Letitia, I love when she's on talking about really something that all of us need to be thinking about, the Long Life Era community. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV football hadn't won a bowl game in 23 years heading into the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix last night. That meter is still running as the Rebels fell to the Kansas Jayhawks 49-36. UNLV finishes